Yo, what's up, everyone? Riven here. Hope you're having a great day. Welcome back into the Mordots Radio Podcast. It's been an absolute long time since I've posted any type of episode for this. And, well, sorry about that. But I want to move forward with doing CarCast at least and just talk about whatever. Today, as I'm driving with you on my lap, I want to talk about platforms. And I've been through so many of them. I've been on Twitch. That's why I was talking about my whole streaming career. I've been on Mixer. I've been on Facebook. And I've been on DLive. And I've landed myself on YouTube. And it's been an absolute fun ride. You know, I've met amazing people along the way. I've met so many cool people. I've made some great friends. We built an awesome community together. But all I have to say is, out of all the platforms, my favorite one is definitely YouTube. If you're a brand new streamer looking to start and looking at platforms, all I can highly suggest is start on YouTube. Start making videos. Don't worry about production value. Just start putting out videos out there that, you know, that might grab, like how-tos. Or if you're doing a game, make a guide on how-to do something. That will definitely grab views. It's going to grab people. It's going to build those eyeballs that you need to start bring the eyeballs into your streams and keep the eyeballs on your YouTube. I believe, my opinion, that in the next 3 to 5 years, YouTube is going to dominate the streaming market. Once they start making those UE changes to allow live streams to be found easily and live streams are broadcasted easier, YouTube will be definitely a force to be reckoned with. Not to be reckoned with, because it's going to be coming around and just smacking things around. It's going to be amazing. Discoverability on YouTube is just is insane. You know, using specific keywords and bidding on them, and really trying to find the trends that are happening out there. Especially games like, you know, if a game's hot, like The Division 2 right now, and then the game's hot right now. The Warlords expansion coming out this Tuesday. You know, riding those hot trends will definitely get you views on your YouTube and definitely get those eyeballs to stick. And once you have that audience, the audience will stick around. The only thing hard with YouTube is if you stick to one game, you only have that audience. Once you start switching to other games, you might lose those eyeballs. But again, bidding on keywords, using specific keywords and titles and how your description works, and using tags and things like that will definitely grab other audience, because there's an audience out there for everything. It's a matter of just finding it and marketing it correctly. I'm really pushing YouTube hard. And the biggest thing I just want to say again, if you are a new streamer coming into streaming and do content creation, push YouTube. You cannot just stream today. You cannot just get on Twitch, get on Mixer, and stream. You need to do more than that. And as crazy as that sounds, you need to. There's just no such thing as getting on the stream and stream for 8 hours in a day and you're going to grow. It doesn't work like that in 2020. Unfortunately, streaming has definitely changed. And you can't just be a streamer. You need to be a content creator. You got to be on YouTube. Maybe putting out podcasts. I don't do podcasts a lot. I'm going to do them, every now and then. But this is something that you definitely need to look at. If you're really serious about content creation, I would so highly recommend pushing YouTube. If you're just looking to do it as a hobby, just jump on, stream, have fun. Don't worry about audience or numbers or things like that. But if you're looking to do things a little bit more serious, if you're looking to have like an audience and possibly make this like a side job, then yes, I highly recommend pushing YouTube. Building your brand and get it out there on YouTube's a great way to build brand awareness. Because people will just be like, oh, what is this? This looks cool. And making sure that your brand gets the eyeballs that it needs to build the side business that you want, to actually get the business that you want out of it. And maybe the extra few bucks you're looking for. Maybe you're looking to make it a part-time job. That's something my end goal would be, is to build an absolute part-time job with content creation. And I believe YouTube is going to be the way to do that. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I cannot recommend YouTube enough. Put out video, how-to videos, guides. I can give you an example. I put out a minute and 24-second video on how to use something inside of The Division 2 because it was hidden away in the UI. And that video has over 5,000 views, over 52 likes, and over 30 comments for a one-minute video. because it was something that was not there yet that people needed. And that brought the eyeballs, that captured the eyeballs, and now it's just about putting out that same valuable content that people can resonate with, feel, and do something with. And just putting out something that they're going to enjoy. Even you need to enjoy it too. Again, it's not all about the viewers. You need to be putting out what you enjoy as well, but making sure there's that balance that what the people are watching are going to enjoy along with you. Because if you're putting out content that you fully enjoy, but maybe not enjoyable to those people that are watching, it may not pan out well for you. So you gotta find that weird balance of where this is content for you, the viewer, but it's also something I'm enjoying putting out. Because there might be times where you don't enjoy putting out videos, and those are gonna be your best videos that you do. But if you're not enjoying the content, people are gonna see that. Especially if you're on camera, you know, not enjoying something, they'll definitely see that. So, how-to guides, tips and tricks, cool highlights from streams. Most of the time, people on YouTube are not gonna watch a stream, but that's where I do stream as well, and I think it works great because it's extra content that people can kind of just like go through and see, and you know, I might be in, you know, give you like a top 10 reason to play while live, and then download that VOD and cut it up into an actual, you know, the first part could be the top 10 reasons, and then cut that up and upload it back to YouTube as a top 10 reasons to play a video game, or whatever game you might be looking at, or top 10 beginner tips, and do that right in the beginning. And state when you're starting to stream, like, hey, by the way, I'm not going to have my camera up. I'm not going to respond to chat. I'm doing this top 10 reasons why to play this specific game. After I'm done with this, we will then move on to the live content. And this will be uploaded later. Later, whatever day you can upload it for. So, you know, you can do that anywhere. You can do that on Twitch the same way too. But YouTube just makes it easy. You can do it right there. And then people can watch the stream. You state that at the beginning. This is going to be, you know, before the live content. They watch it and then they drop off and reach your stream. So YouTube, I feel, is just a powerful tool and platform to be on, especially if you're looking to be discovered. Because Twitch and Mixer don't provide the discoverability that you need. I mean, you can get discovered on Twitch. They have some ways of doing it, but it's nothing like the way YouTube will. Do it, especially when you upload a video to YouTube. Right away, it's getting indexed to Google. So even if you go right to Google and type in, you know, top 10 reasons to play Division 2 or how to use a level 30 boost, the first thing Google's showing you is YouTube videos. It's not even showing you websites anymore. It's showing you videos that are related to your search and what are the top ones for it. And that's huge, especially if you're looking to get people on your content. YouTube, YouTube, YouTube. I cannot push this enough. I really recommend this platform. Twitch and Mixer are great. I'm not bashing them. I think they're good platforms in their own right. I think Mixer is having a little bit of issues right now, so be wary of that platform. They need to figure out what they're doing and where they want to be, because I feel like they took many steps back. Mixer is in an odd place right now. You know, they bought out some big personalities, but never capitalized on it and never moved forward with updating technology. And the fact that when I go watch someone on a Mixer and their streams crash or stutter, or I get their things turn green, it's not okay for a platform that's been around for 3 years, especially when there's another platform, Twitch or Facebook, that are just doing 10 times better in terms of technology. So Mixer needs to wake up and do something with their tech, because it's kind of scary where they are right now today. Twitch, they're the king. Right now they're holding about 71% of the views. Mixer is holding like 3-point-something%, and Facebook's holding 3% too. Where you have YouTube is holding a high 17%, and I can promise you YouTube is only going to grow in the next few years, and once they change that, it's going to dominate. But Twitch is a good place to go right now too if you're looking for those eyeballs on for a stream, for long term like streaming personality that you want to be. That's a place to do, but you need to push something else instead of just Twitch, because Twitch is just not going to do it for you. You don't grow online; you're going to grow offline. So definitely look at what's there between Twitch and YouTube, because you will grow an audience on YouTube to bring them over to Twitch. So I highly, highly recommend, if you're really looking to push Twitch, to do YouTube. But again, like I said early in the cast, if you're just looking to do this as a hobby, don't go too crazy then. Just jump on stream, have fun, and if it ends up being something you really want to do, just start pushing YouTube to get those audiences, to get those eyeballs on you, because that's going to be the most important way and not the easiest, but it's going to be the most efficient way of getting those eyeballs. Is definitely YouTube, and then other social media. Make sure you're networking. Make sure you're chatting on Twitter. Make sure you're visiting other streams when you can. Make sure you're commenting on other YouTube videos and watching other YouTube videos, because that's all going to come around to networking and building friends while you're trying to build your audience. Because having that circle of friends is great to have too. You gotta have a balance of both. Networking is a great thing to do, but it's up to you as the content creator to be the person that sets their content to go forward. You cannot rely on other streamers to come into your stream and hang out with you and push your viewership up, because they're doing their own thing too. And to rely on them isn't really fair to them. It's going to be on you to do it. So if it's something that you don't want to do it full-time or just can't dedicate to full-time, then maybe full-time or part-time content creation is not for you, and maybe it should just be a hobby. So just, you know, really sit down and discuss what you want to do as a content creator to go where you want to go. If it's something you don't want to put time into that much, okay, so then it's okay. Do it as a hobby. But if it's something you really want to do, I highly suggest YouTube. Push it hard. Get those videos out there, you know, and just be consistent. Don't worry about what days, what time I have to get out there. Be consistent. Once you start seeing people like watching your videos and they're like, oh, they're coming on, it looks like 10 o'clock in the afternoon, 10 o'clock in the morning is a great time, I should post my videos around then. Yeah, start doing that. But you're starting out with like 2 subs, just put videos out. State where you're going to state, you know, make a title, you can use Adobe Spark, spark.adobe.com. You can make easy titles and thumbnails and things like that, especially for a header or a YouTube profile pic or a YouTube header pic, where you can state what days you post your videos. So people know when they actually go to the About channel or they go to your channel, they can see when you're posting your videos. So they know, oh, okay, this person posts once a week, so I know on Wednesdays I need to just watch for that video. Don't worry about time. Just make sure you are consistent for YouTube. That's the biggest thing. Even for streaming, be consistent. Make a schedule and show up. Life, I understand, gets in the way. So make sure if things pop up and you can't get to the stream, let people know you can't get to the stream. Tweet it on Twitter. Put it on Facebook. Just let people know you're either going to be late or you cannot show up. So other than that, guys, I'm going to keep this relatively... I'm about 13 minutes in. I really want to talk about this because I'm telling you right now, YouTube is coming in and it's coming hot, it's coming strong, and it's going to change the whole streaming platform. It's going to change the streaming industry, the way that streams are handled, especially discoverability. Discoverability is going to be absolutely huge with YouTube, and just keep an eye out for that, because if you're looking to be discovered right now, use YouTube, push it hard, and get yourself out there. Get the eyeballs you're looking for and build the community you're looking for. I think YouTube is going to be the best way to do it. So guys, I'm going to end this out here. I appreciate you listening to this. I'm going to try to do these at least once a week driving into work. So I hope you all enjoyed this talk about platform and some tips about streaming. And I will check you all out next time. I hope you all have an awesome, awesome Friday. Peace out, everyone. Bye.